helping the environment, conserving resources, being healthy, and saving money. That's what it's all about. And you have found the right place for that information. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett.
Welcome back, everybody. And we're going to talk about green living, which includes organic gardening and anything else you'd like to chat about. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. As I talked in the first hour with everybody, I want to welcome a new affiliate, and it's WWRC in Washington, D.C., and they have picked up all 5 hours of our syndicated show, 2 hours on Saturday and the 3 hours on Sunday, the Dirt Doctor Show, and we are delighted to have you on board. Hopefully we will get some of the lawmakers listening in and interested in this true green approach, the natural organic approach that will help you garden and landscape better, keep the house clean, and keep you personally healthier. And save money. That's the biggest secret of all about this natural organic approach. The idea of going truly green, not just greenwashing, works better in every way. And that's what we like to talk about. If you want to call us about cleaning or gardening or recycling or composting or anything else, just give us a buzz. It's 866-444-3478. In Washington, by the way, if you've got any friends in that area and want to let them know about it, they're playing the show Saturday 10 to noon their time, and Sunday 9 to noon are the times. Wherever you are, if you're listening on computer, which you can do anytime, all of the hours are streamed live on dirtdoctor.com and archived, so you can tell people to go that route. But we also list all the stations, and it's well over 100 across the country now where we're on the air. They're all listed on the website. Three websites, green-living.com. That's primarily where you'll find the Green Living shop, although all the websites are connected to it. HowardGarrett.com gets you there. That's the portal. And dirtdoctor.com is our original website. We were talking in the first hour about a whole lot of things. One was the health and lifestyle section of dirtdoctor.com. And if you go in there, you can find some information on arthritis that I haven't talked about in quite a while. A book that's I recommend. I think it's a very interesting book. It's a little bit hard to find it. We'll try to get some and get them put into the shop, so that it can help people. But basically what the book tells you to do is avoid nightshades, avoid tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, eggplant, and tobacco. Sounds easy. It's not. Try to go out to dinner or eat without having any nightshades in the recipes at all. It's not easy to do at all. But if you really have arthritis and you're sensitive to the problem that nightshades bring to the joints, it's something you ought to look at in its own the website, right in there in the health and lifestyles section of dirtdoctor.com. Let me see what else I need to cover before we go to the phone lines, which are loaded right now. The other thing is, I had a question in there. We're going to start getting a bunch in as the rain finally goes away, which I'm sure is going to finally happen here across the country. And we're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we just got hammered again yesterday. And I know those of you in Oklahoma and throughout Tennessee and mid part of the country have just had way, way too much. But when it subsides, there's going to be more and more of this specific question, and that's, how do I take care of the mold and mildew that's built up on the side of the house and on other things? And people ask me, what's a safe, clean way to do that? Well, not only are my recommendations safe and clean, but they work really well too. What you want to do is use orange oil. You can use orange oil or D-limonene at a rate of 1 to 2 ounces per gallon of water, and then power wash with that. And as it falls off into the beds, at that rate, it's good for the soil and good for the plants. If you go over 2 ounces per gallon of water, you're going to burn your plants. Trust me. D-limonene, which is the orange oil, it's made from orange oil, the rind of oranges, It's a wonderful product, wonderful cleaning product, and the fragrance is terrific. And at low levels, it stimulates biological activity in the soil. But above 2 ounces per gallon of water, it starts burning plants. So be very careful. It is a solvent. In concentrations, it will melt plastic. That's how we kill insects with it, at that 2 ounces per gallon of water, or even stronger for roaches and ants and things like that inside the house. Another way to go that's even less of a worry about burning anything is using the product called BioWash, which is also in the Green Living shop online, and it's the thing that I recommend for powdery mildew on crepe myrtles, as well as cleaning off the mold on the side of the house and everything in between. It is the only product we have ever run into that will control early blight on tomatoes, which is the yellowing of the lower leaves, and then it moves up the plant very quickly. Everybody has it. Everybody's tomato plants have it, whether you're organic or not. If you're organic, you'll have less pressure from it. It won't come on. Most organic gardeners aren't seeing it yet at all. The ones using toxic chemicals and synthetic fertilizers, the worst culprit, you're already seeing it. This BioWash product, it's also sold locally in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as Plant Wash. BioWash is the one that has more national coverage than the one on our store. Follow the instructions. It cleans the plants is how it works, so give it a shot. Somebody called in, apparently couldn't hold one, nowhere to get almond verbena in the Louisville area. I saw some in the Dallas-Fort Worth area the other day at Redenta's, and I think if you just look at your local garden centers in your area, almond verbena ought to be there. I've been talking about it a lot the last couple of years, and if garden centers don't have it in stock, they're really goofy. It's one of the best plants I've ever planted. I just absolutely love almond verbena. It looks like buddleia, has long white flowers, starts blooming almost the day you plant it, and blooms all summer long, gets real big, and is one of the best attractants for beneficial insects. The pollinators and honeybees and things like that are very important if you're trying to grow food crops that you can put in the ground. Almond verbena. Okay, to the phones. Let me see who's first up. Ann, I believe, in Mesquite, first up. Hello, Ann. How are you today?
Good morning. Fine.
What's going on?
Ooh, I'm getting an echo. I was wanting to know how to clean my hand pruners after I've cut a lot of greenery. They've got quite a build up on the edge. And
Kevin's going to try to get rid of that echo for you there, Ann. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I don't know what's causing that. But cleaning your pruners, there's a couple of ways you can go. The easiest way is just to go to the grocery store or the pharmacy and get some hydrogen peroxide and just pour it on the pruners right out of the bottle. Just the 3% right out of the bottle is one of the best ways to clean the pruning gear of anything you can use. I'd never recommend, as you probably know, chlorine or any kind of bleach product.
Well, this is a gummy buildup. It's not for sanitizing. I can do it with a curly copper chore girl, but I felt like that wasn't good for the cutting edge.
Well, probably what I would recommend in this case, and that's what I just used myself on a machete that I left out in the rain and it got a little rusty, is orange oil.
Okay.
Orange oil is a solvent, like I say, and in this case you can use the orange oil almost full strength. Well, you can use it full strength. It might be a waste of money to do that. You probably don't need to use it quite that strong. But the orange oil would clean the gunk off and rust off and things like that.
Okay.
And then just cleaning for the microbes off in between pruning one plant to the next, the hydrogen peroxide's the tool.
Okay. And I wanted to know about the new growth on my Yaupon holly. I know it's light in green, but some of this is almost yellow, and it doesn't seem to have a vein stand out. I didn't know what was wrong.
And I'm sorry about that feedback. They haven't been able to figure it out yet. That's a fairly common thing when it's been raining a whole lot, is that the new growth, I've seen it on a lot of trees, not just here in our area, but around the country, the new growth will tend to be a little lighter. If it persists, that means it's a chlorosis problem. In other words, the plant is having trouble pulling up the proper trace minerals out of the soil. And it can be that they're circling and girdling roots, that the plant's too deep in the ground. You probably know that the flare needs to be exposed, the trunk flare, even on a yaupon. That's very, very important. And if you drench the roots with Garrett juice with this Thrive product that we like so much, that will help eliminate that.
Okay. One other thing, is the caffeine in tea and coffee what makes it bitter sometimes? If I steep decaffeinated tea,
not necessarily. Let me chat with you about that off the air, because I'm going to have to break, and I'll be right back after this.
There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit HowardGarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com today.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas, and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home woodcutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies. supplies last.
If you're currently not listening as well as you think you should, or if you've had some slight ringing in your ears, then I've got a suggestion for you. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing consultant I recommend. Several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll meet on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing consultation and then let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home to try for a week with no charge or obligation. You hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertising, but this company is a Dirt Doctor recommendation. Affordable Hearing uses only the latest techniques and the greatest technology, so they save you money through their excellent prices. Affordable Hearing, it's 800-521-1592. Check out the contact lenses of the hearing industry. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. It's 866-444-3478. Ann didn't hold on, but hopefully she's still listening. Her question was, what is the bitterness in coffee related to, and probably how can you avoid that? And it's an interesting question. I avoid it by grinding my own beans. I think that really helps, and I use a press then to make the coffee, not a percolator. And I think that as a result, just across the board, you're going to get a smoother coffee that's not bitter. And if I drink bitter coffee, if I drink more than a couple of cups, I'll get a tummy ache. And I'm sure a lot of other people have the same situation. Other causes of bitterness in coffee, believe it or not, using too little coffee so that it pulls some of the oils out for the flavor, and there's so little coffee there, it keeps pulling until it gets the bitter oils that are deep inside the ground beans pulled out. The other thing is using water that's too hot, and that's why the percolators, I think, are worse than what I use. What I do is I use the glass kettle like we sell on Green Living in the Green Living shop, bring the water to almost a boil, not to boil. Sometimes I mess up, like this morning, and it was already boiling. I wasn't watching. But generally, just let it start moving around a little bit. It's not quite boiling. And then pour it over the beans that you've ground yourself. This is the ideal situation, into one of the little presses. They're very inexpensive to buy. Maybe something we need to add to the shop. We don't currently have them, but they're in the stores out there. You can find them easy. Different sizes. And that gives a real smooth coffee. But if you're doing it with a percolator or whatever, just try to set the temperature so it's not quite so hot. Don't brew as long and use more beans. It sounds silly, but it works. Okay, back to the phones. Wayne is next up in Temple. Hello, Wayne.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Doing great. Thank you.
I have some pot that I grow my garden in. They're about 30 inches wide, about 2 foot deep, and I have potting soil in there. I use dry, I use Garrett Future Plus, and dry molasses.
Okay, all the good stuff, that's good.
This year, I have fire ants coming up into the pot. Can I get rid of them?
Well, fire ants up into potted plants in general, Wayne, usually can be handled with the molasses. But if you're using Garrett Juice Plus and dry molasses both, you're using all the molasses that you ought to be needing to use. A good quality natural diatomaceous earth, you know, like the soil mender, crawling insect killer.
Yes, sir, I have some of that.
Okay, dusting it and leaving it on dry. It is such a dehydrating diatomaceous earth. It does as good a job as anything. Have you given that a try yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
That
might eliminate the problem. You could also get beneficial nematodes, but to buy a little package of beneficial nematodes for just some pots, you can store it, but the shelf life is not real long. So if you buy the beneficial nematodes, put them in the pots and also on the site too, because you might as well, if you're going to run the fire ants out of the pots, you might as well run them off the entire property.
Uh-huh.
And putting out, if you have dry molasses, any left, put the dry molasses out on your entire property too, because if you can run the fire ants completely off with these techniques, beneficial nematodes, dry molasses, natural amorphous diatomaceous earth, that's better than just trying to run them out of the pot.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Well, I thank you very much for taking the call, and I'll try that.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Yes, sir. And open line for you at 866-444-3478. There's a couple of new ants this year around the house. I've got tiny little black ants, and people ask me about controlling these kind of ants out on the site. If they're in the house, they're a problem. They're a nuisance ant. You need to run them off. That natural diatomaceous earth, like I mentioned, is really good. Inside the house, ants hate cinnamon, believe it or not. Dusting cinnamon around is extremely effective. If you grow a herb called tansy, T-A-N-S-Y, really pretty herb. It looks like a fern, and it has yellow flowers late summer and early fall. Easy to grow plant. You can chop, you can take some leaves off, chop the leaves up, and sprinkle them into the area where ants are a nuisance, and they will skedaddle. They do not like tansy at all. Only thing to warn you about on tansy is that it is allelopathic to certain other plants. In other words, it'll crowd out other plants in your garden. They don't like it. There's something that's put out probably in the roots of the plant that drive other plants away a little bit. So just remember that when you plant it, and give it plenty of room. I like the plant, but it does have that issue a little bit. And the beneficial nematodes, for those of you who have never heard of beneficial nematodes, they're microscopic worms that you buy, and you can get them at the garden centers that sell organic products. You can get a mail order from insectaries, and you follow the label instructions. And not only will they help you with fire ants, but also a lot of other things like termites and grub worms and all kinds of things, all kinds of insects that have at least one of their life cycles in the ground. All right, I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this, 866-444-3478.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers, or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all.
Learn how to live a healthier and more natural lifestyle by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is cost-effective, fun, and the most successful of any approach. You can learn about growing delicious, healthy food, pet management, saving water, pest control, and natural living. The organic method is effective for use coast-to-coast and border-to-border. Howard Garrett books can be found in stores in your neighborhood or in the Green Living Store at howardgarrett.com. Enjoy one of these fine books today.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for the only dog and cat food I recommend. Reason? These are the very best products. Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food are loaded with a wide range of very high-quality ingredients, and some that are very rare, and there's something missing. No chemical preservatives. You can find out more at munstermilling.com, M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R. Call them at 800-772-7178 for the store near you. You'll hear a lot of other so-called organic and natural dog foods, but they're not nearly as good as Munster Natural. Trust me. Try it with your pets and you'll see what I mean. Munster doesn't just taste good, very healthy for your pets. It will help with their skin and coats as much as anything. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the new chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat and no corn. For information about how to get these products in your area, give them a call at 800-772-7178.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Wayne in Clearview, Florida called and couldn't hold for some reason. Wanted to know about the circles in his lawn. My conversation with Dennis in Michigan may answer that, and if not, I'll try to work that in as we go for you. Dennis, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Fine.
Just a quick question. I was trying to look on your website for grass maintenance, and I saw the information in the basic organic program. Is that the beginning and end of the information you have about grass maintenance?
Well, the turf maintenance is one of the nice things about the organic program, Dennis, is that we do the same thing basically as far as fertilizer and amendments and things like that for grass as we do for ground cover and annuals and perennials and everything, because we're feeding the soil. We're not actually feeding this plant directly. So the basic information is there, and then specific information you'll find also in the library under, you know, whatever specific subject you're interested in. But in general, the maintenance of turf, the fertilization schedule and all that, that's just in that basic program that's right there on the homepage of the site.
Sure, and got some buildup of mounds with brown or red ants at fence lines and other. Do you know how that might be rectified?
Well, there's two answers to that question, Dennis. If they are fire ants, and I don't know if you have fire ants that far north.
I don't think so.
They need to be killed. If they're not fire ants, most of the other ants that you have on your property are beneficial. You know, they're helping to move microbes around. They're helping with the overall biodiversity of the site and that sort of thing. If they're not stinging or the kind of ants that attack and kill young birds or something like that, you don't need to worry about them too much. If you want to kill them, though, you can make up what we call the mound drench. And the formula, like all the formulas that I recommend, are right there on that homepage again under the organic guide section, that same area.
And somewhat unsightly, though, because they build up so high along the fence lines and other areas that are bordered.
Right. Well, you can dust the natural diatomaceous earth, or you can pour this mound drench right into the center of the mound. And the mound drench is made of orange oil, compost tea, and molasses. And believe it or not, that doesn't run them off. It kills them. So okay. If you want to do that, and it's very good for the soil in that area. You can also use the beneficial nematodes to probably help you with those species as well.
And you recommend for weeds to spray vinegar or fatty acid herbicides?
You can kill them with those. There's a new product out that's very new called EcoSmart Weed Killer, and it's an essential oil product too. So you have vinegar, organic herbicides, you have fatty acid products, and you have essential oils. Any of those work.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
The other thing for you on weed control, we in the past haven't had selective weed control products in the organic arsenal, and we do now. We have a product, and it's in the shop, Green Living Shop, if you want to see what it looks like and everything, and it may be in your garden centers and feed stores already. If it's not, you need to tell them about it. It's called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Killer. Garden Weasel Crabgrass Killer is a selective herbicide that works like this. If you have clover or Virginia buttonweed or false strawberry or burr clover, any of those broadleaf weeds, and it especially works well on those that have a matte finish, not a shiny, glossy leaf. And if it's a little fuzzy, it works even better. You wet the area down, you sprinkle this stuff on it, and it turns the weeds black and kills very effectively. Don't overdo it. Just follow. You don't want to waste money anyway. Follow the label directions, and it works very, very well. On the circles that Wayne was calling about, Wayne, the circles in turf can be a couple of things, but generally if they are circles, they are brown patch, which is a fungal disease, and you can look at the website and look up dollar spot, brown patch, take all patch, and some other things and see which one it probably is. The solution's pretty much the same. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizer. That's usually the culprit. Be careful about watering too much. That can be the culprit. And put out whole ground cornmeal at 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and or spray the BioWash product I was mentioning, that you can also clean the mold and mildew off the side of the house, and you can knock it out. If it's insects or something else, which I doubt in this case, you can use beneficial nematodes that I mentioned. Ellen in Dallas is next up. Hey, Ellen.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Are you there?
I'm right here.
I'm wanting to know about gardenia bush. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Yeah, we still have that feedback going on there.
There's still an echo. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have two gardenia bushes that I have now bought. I want to know what I can put in the hole before I plant. So I dig a hole. I know I might should put something in there. Also want to know what side of the house to plant them on. I also want to know, wintertime comes, should I cover them up with something to keep them freezing?
Okay, Ellen, this is just a horrible connection, so I'm going to let you listen on the radio. on gardenias, the thing that surprises people, I think, the most about them is that they like full sun the best. So that's the answer to one of your questions. And I don't recommend putting anything down in the hole with the exception of the soil that came from that area. And you need to, for best results, have a prepared bed. The bed where you're planting the gardenia has a lot of compost and the rock powders and dry molasses, all the things that we recommend. And they're all spelled out clearly on dirtdoctor.com right there on the homepage under the guides. And then you backfill simply with that improved bed soil. If you're going to plant it in the ground, you just put the soil that came out of the ground. You don't put something different in the hole than the soil in the area is. If you do that, you create a pot in the ground. The plant goes into stress. Gardenias are very susceptible to this, and when they're in stress, the white flies move in, the sooty mold sets up on the plants, and you have all kinds of problems. You fertilize with the things, organic fertilizers that we recommend, but when you're planting a plant that has some built-in issues, like gardenia does, more than other plants anyway, you do the Garrett juice plus, or just your own Garrett juice without the fish in it, and Thrive, the commercial product called Thrive. You drench that into the root system because building up that beneficial bacteria and the mycorrhizal fungi on the roots is incredibly important for a plant like gardenia. If you do all that, you'll have the beautiful white flowers and the fragrance that my wife is the biggest fan of all. Appreciate it and hope that helps you. If you had something else, get back with us. Evelyn in Frisco is next up. Hello, Evelyn. Hello, Evelyn. Are you
Hello. There? Hello.
What can I do for you?
Was it you that advised me that your wife, we're reverberating too, snow in summer?
I'm sorry, something my wife liked, you say?
Yeah. It's a little a low plant.
I know what you're talking about. It's it's an annual that Judy just fell in love with, and we planted for the first time a couple of years ago, and I learned about it from the Dallas Arboretum. They were the first ones that had a display of it that I saw. It's a euphorbia, and it's called Diamond Frost, and it has, for everybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, it's an annual, blooms little white flowers covering the plant all summer long, and I like it a lot. I like it very much. It's easy to grow, fits into the organic program, responds to organic fertilizers, doesn't seem to have any insect and disease problems at all. But it's a euphorbia called Diamond Frost.
Well, now the package of seeds that I bought says that it's a perennial.
Well, it may be if you move south of Frisco, Texas.
Okay. What I'm doing is making a new flower bed out of a place that was a lawn.
Okay.
And I have a healthy crop of nut sedge.
All right.
How do I get rid of it?
The nut grass is really interesting. I was talking to my friend Bob Webster down in San Antonio about it a couple of days ago. In fact, we didn't talk about it on his show this morning. I should have brought it up. One of the listeners sent me an interesting tip this week. We have been recommending to kill nut grass for some time, or nut sedge, to use a half a cup of liquid molasses per gallon of water. Half a cup of molasses per gallon of water, and pour it on the nut sedge. It doesn't kill with one application. It takes two or three, sometimes even more, and it takes a little bit of time because what it does, it seems to just rot the crown of the plant, and it works. It's amazing. But I got an email, actually, from one of the listeners this week, and they said they tried it. I think they tried it one time and thought one time was going to do it. And he called to let me know that it didn't work, and he started just pulling the nut sedge out by hand, and it came out real easily, and he noticed that it was already starting to rot, and the nutlets weren't there where he pulled it out. And I said, well, that's a good tip, because that explains to us why it's taking a little bit of time to kill. It's slowly rotting away those underground parts of the plant. So that's what you do, and to speed the process up even more, you can spray the top of the plant with vinegar or one of the fatty acid products or the essential oil herbicide like the EcoSafe.
Thank you very much.
Okay, appreciate that call. Sorry we've got that echo going and haven't been able to get rid of it, but we'll figure it out here in a minute, hopefully. Let's see, 866-444-3478. Seems like I needed to tell you about one other thing, but I can't remember what it was. Ross is calling about the same thing, looks like, in Knox City, Texas. Hey, Ross.
Hey, you may have just answered my question, but I put out 1 cup per gallon of molasses.
Uh-huh.
Then I put the dry molasses on top and came back about a week later and put out the dry molasses.
Okay.
And I didn't know if I need to go ahead and pull it out and make another application or what. I have gone through and pulled a lot of it and put another application of the dry molasses over the top.
Well, I tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that if you're just patient, the plant starts looking kind of pale and dies out. So you can pull it out, speed up the process, but if you leave it in and let it completely rot before you pull it out, it probably works the best, Ross. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I need to scat, and I'll be right back after this.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? You have areas where things don't grow well or at all. Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
The new biological products from Thrive are products that I recommend as highly as anything I've ever recommended because they work so well. They are beneficial bacteria products, also mycorrhizal fungi in the products. They will help you with plant growth, clean up pet odors, and clear up ponds and water features. They work incredibly well in your herb garden, vegetable garden, potted plants, or turf. Make sure you get the Alpha Biosystems product called Thrive. AlphaBiosystems.com is the website.
Every year, more than a million children are poisoned by common household chemicals. Why take chances with your family's health when there's a safe alternative? EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Proven effective against bugs, but safe for people, pets, and the environment. EcoSmart is so safe, it can say it on the label. Can your pesticide do that? Look for the green and white packages with pictures of children and pets. Not just smart, EcoSmart.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit howardgarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com today. It's easy to start maintaining your yard and garden the natural way. It's not complicated. Just follow Mother Nature's guide. Avoid doing anything that hurts the life in the soil. Choose only those activities that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and below the soil. First, stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. All high nitrogen synthetic products are bad. Avoid the nitrogen-only products because they are even worse. Second, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. Third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions and make wise decisions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the frequency and volume of watering needed. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit howardgarrett.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number for tomorrow's show, the Sunday show, and love for you to check in with us then, is the same as today. It's 866-444-3478. Let's see if we can help Mary, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Got a problem with doves?
Oh, yes. They're driving me crazy.
The morning doves will come in and eat all of the songbird seed for sure. One simple thing you can do that takes a little bit of time, but it's simple, Mary, is just keep the seed that the smaller birds throw on the ground cleaned up. The morning doves like to feed down there better than up on the feeder itself. Also, there are some feeders that you can find in the stores that have a grid on the outside that the small birds can get through to get to the seed in the core, and the morning doves or the larger birds can't get to the seed. So you might look at one of those kind of feeders to add to your system there.
I'll do that.
Good luck. They're beautiful birds, and I like the sound, but they do get more than their share of the bird seed, don't they?
Oh, yes, and they're a nuisance.
They can be if you get too many of them. We have some hawks and kites around our house, and they have disappeared, interestingly enough. So I don't know how you encourage raptors to come around. We also have some owls around, but I think that the larger birds like that are more afraid of them than the smaller birds. Maybe there's a listener out there that can tell us how to encourage the raptors more so, but I don't know other than just have a natural organic system.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's go to Grand Prairie and talk to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, Howard, our hero of the organics.
Thank you.
Howard, I have a question about brown recluse. I found one on my pillow yesterday.
Ooh, yeah, not good.
Well, actually, the side of the mattress, and then he ran under my pillow, so now I know how people get bitten. Yep. But do you have any clue or idea of how I would make a brown recluse spider trap with a attractant at home versus having to buy one?
No, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. I do not know how to do that. I've always just recommended that people vacuum them, use the diatomaceous earth, use the EcoSmart. It's a wonderful, and it smells great, too. Women especially like the aroma therapy that comes from it.
That's probably what I'll have to do, but I noticed I have some of these fly strips you uncoil from a little tube,
uh-huh.
And I noticed the ingredients on those were rosin rubber and mineral oil, so I thought, well, this would probably be something similar. But yet I don't know, and I thought just to get a head start, I could set some little pieces of cardboard out with that on it.
I don't know what would attract them. That's a good question that's thrown out there. Maybe one of the listeners that's an entomologist more than I am will give us a tip, and I'll look into it this week.
On the web yesterday, I searched rosin rubber, and I got a bunch of last names of rosins or rosins, but I didn't get anything specific. There's one company that you can buy a gallon for $33 of the sticky substance, but I really don't think I need that much, you know.
No, it's probably going to be a better way to go. Just get the traps that have the right kind of attractant in them, the glue traps, and not
right.
fool with all that.
I sourced that at a feed store yesterday, but then I thought, well, I'd just like to have the specific ingredients myself, so in a pinch I can throw it together. But
I like the question, and I'll look into it more. In the meantime, for everybody listening, the only way to go here is just to go out of the way to do some extraordinary cleaning of moving things around, cleaning with the orange oil products. It sets up a repellent situation,
right.
And vacuuming and then wiping things up more so than you normally do. If you've seen any brown recluse around, that's a very dangerous animal.
It is, and you know, just in favor of the brown recluse's, you know, situation, I have set up a situation by my bed where I have a lot of files, et cetera, you
uh-huh.
know, and that's what happened, but at the same token, I wanted to eradicate completely. Without destroying my files, I'll have to move them. But
I understand.
Anyway, I appreciate your help on everything. Oh, by the way, what was that diamond plant that Judy liked so much?
It's called Diamond Frost.
Diamond Frost.
Diamond Frost. It's a euphorbia, and it's real small. It's real delicate. It's smaller flowers than baby's breath. It's real small, little white flowers just completely covering the plant, and it's a real nice, fresh look, and it has that same color all summer long.
And how about fragrance, and where do I find it?
Not too much fragrance. Well, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in fact, all of Texas, I think most of the nurseries would have it or can get it. It hit the scenes just two, 3 years ago, and so in other parts of the country, you may have to tell your garden center to contact the growers and request it. But here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've been talking about it enough to where it's out there pretty well.
Oh, and Persian ivy, by the way, your favorite ground cover, I still can't find, and I did on the net contact someone from up in, I think he's in Boston or something, and I told him about you. He was interested. He said that's why a couple of years ago, all of a sudden, he had this huge request for Persian ivy, and he sent tons down here, but then he complained that he has to pay $50, or the individual does, to cross the state lines or something now. So,
well, I'm glad he was growing it, because it's good in other states as well, but the people in this area need to grow it. And boy, it's been like talking to the wall. I talked to one of the growers just not too long ago, and he was just like, no, I'm not going to grow that. I don't know if people will buy it or not.
Oh, he said his business boomed after that.
Oh, yeah. Anybody's would. It's a great one. It's called Persian Ivy. Thank you, Kathy.
Right,
and thanks to everybody for joining me. We had a good time. Enjoy your weather and your gardens and your green living and eating well and being healthy. Go to Green Living, green-living.com or howardgarrett.com or dirtdoctor.com and check out what we've got for you there. If you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com and you'll get it on a weekly basis. See you next time.